All right, so we'll start. Start at the bottom of Sadi Amud Beis. Let's say Amar Apap. It's 2, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. So we're dealing with the Mishnah. The Mishnah enumerates three situations where a woman's entitled to get a divorce and receive her ksuba. And then the Mishnah says later on that they reversed that position because, as the Rosh says, it they were nitkalku adoros. But the chazakah that these individuals were believed fell apart over time. Now, either possibility because the people were less than truthful later on, or the possibility is that once this was established as the din, people learned how to lie in the din, meaning that they gave them the, once people understood what the outcome was, then they were able to game the outcome in order to get the decision that they wanted. So Amar Papa, Badiklan Rava, Rava was checking up on us. Eshed Kohen Shenemsa. Yesh Laktuba, or Ein Laktuba. Eshed Kohen that was raped, does she receive a ksuba or not receive a ksuba? What's the havamina that she shouldn't get a ksuba? I mean, what did she do wrong? Came into onus, the Gabi Kohen, Kerotzon, the Gabi Yisrael, dummy. Because the outcome or the result of a rape of a wife of a Kohen is the same result as a wife of a Yisrael, right? So they both must leave their husband. And therefore, since they are their din is equivalent, right? Maybe the, with regard to the ksuba, the din would also be the same. So, ain't
by Ratzon, not by a rabbi, by
Ratzon. Ratzon, I'm sorry, right, by Ratzon, by Yisrael. Right, by a wife who's willing, participant by Yisrael. Ain't la ksuba, Odilma, Matzi Amarale, so she can say to him, Ana hachazina, I am Ru'uya. It's v'gabrahu d'nistach chosateyu. But you lost out because basically you have bad mouth. It was the term used in the Gemara in the beginning, subos, right? That the your kedushas kahuna is what caused you. When subos says over there that you had bad mazel. Basically, if they got sick or she gets sick going to the wedding time, she can make a claim to d'nistach chosateyu. So Tosus over there asks, well, why don't we say it the other way around? Why not say it was her bad luck? I mean, why is it his bad luck? I mean, maybe she was the bad luck over here. And Tosus said, because... But, well, yeah, basically, Tosus and Ksuba says that who's the mitzvah on period of Ribya, right? And who's the, right, who's the really, the, in terms of the marriage, who's the one who needs to get married? In the halachic sense, who needs to get married is the man, and therefore we say that the Nistachav Sadeyu applies to the man and not to the, and not to the woman over here.
She could have had an argument, couldn't she? I mean, the soil is the rotten. And this woman is completely innocent.
Right. And that's the,
it's a bigger argument, I would have thought.
Although the outcome is the same. Yeah, so I think Mary's driving equivalence because the outcome, yes, not because of the din.
No, it's another bit. Listen, I mean, it's for women. It's just, right. It's a disaster.
Right. Right. Yeah. I would agree with you from a logical standpoint, it would sound as such. So they said to him, it's our Mishnah. Right, Omer Tmei Ani Lecha. And if she says that I am no longer valid to you, mean it's Tmei Ani Lecha. She gets a ksuba. What's the case in our Mishnah? So now, but if we say that it's a wife of Yisrael, if she's a willing participant in the extramarital affair, there's no reason to say that she would get a ksuba. If she was raped, Mika Mitzara Gabro. There's no restriction for her to return to her husband, meaning that the fact that she says I was raped has no halachic implications in terms of her returning to her husband. So Ella Beishit Kohen. So it must be that our Mishnah is talking about a case where it's a wife of a Kohen. Iberotzom, if it's willing, Klum Yeshla Ksuba, why should she get a Ksuba? So Migara Beishit Yisro Berotzom, how much, why is she any worse, right, or any better, really, here? Beishit Yisro Berotzom, a lav bonus. Must be the case in our Mishnah is a case where it's a wife of a Kohen who was raped, Biktani, and our Mishnah's conclusion is Yeshla Ksuba. And she does get a ksuba. So the conclusion to the question that Rapapa asked Badiklan Rava, right, that Rava checked us out. So it was Rava's question to the Talmidim, to Rapapa, about whether an Ashes Kohen that's raped, does she get a ksuba or not? Our Mishnah will answer and say, yes, she does get a ksuba. All right, now in terms of... just again here, the Ron has said this yesterday, I don't know if I mentioned on the Mishnah, but how does this work? Because when she says, Tmei Ani Lecha, right? Why, we said in the Mishnah, we show, what did we say? In the first instance, we said that she gets to leave. I mean, if she says, Tmei Ani Lecha, she's out, and she gets her ksuba. So then they said in the Mishnah, Achrona, Right? They said that she can't go out without a raya. Now, is this woman mutter to her husband or usher to her husband? Right? She is. If she says tamei ani lach, she's meshabi nafsha kachaticha de isura. Right? She makes herself into a piece of trafe, basically. So why is it that they're allowed to continue the marriage? I mean, according to the Mishnah Achrona, when the Rabbanan said no longer can she go out when she says tamei ani lach and you need a raya. Right? Why is it that she's allowed to stay with her husband? She's also to stay with her husband. So why can't she stay? So the Ran brings down two possibilities here about why in the Mishnah Achrona, right, you're allowed to stay. What's one possibility by the Mishnah Achrona why you're allowed to stay? Might have to do with the fact, what's the Ikar Adin? Is the Ikar Adin that she's Asur or Mutar when she says Tamei Ani Lecha? Right, so if you believe that the Ikar Adin is that she actually is Asur, right, she isn't, wait, right, let's start with the other way, the other way is easier. If you say the Ikar Adin is she's Mutar, right, that she's allowed to stay with her husband, right? Except that the Garabanim were gozer when she says Tmei Ani Lecha, they were gozer that a woman will not be revazim herself to say such an item, and therefore we believe her even though she doesn't bring proof. I mean, Minat Torah, a woman who says Tmei Ani Lecha from a halachic status is totally mutter to her husband unless she brings she needs to bring a raya in order to be divorced here. But the Chachamim were attacking in the Mishnah Rishona that she could leave even without that raya. Why? Because we have a chazaka that a woman would not say such a thing unless it was really true. That would be the chazaka that we established. Therefore, when it came to later on, when they realized that women, that chazaka no longer stood, and people were willing to say that to get out of a marriage, then, when that was no longer true, they uprooted the original takana, and they went back to the Ikar Adin Min HaTorah, which is a woman is motivated to stay with her husband when she says, Tamei Ani Lecha. That's one possibility. These are the other possibility, which is more that we showed him go with, is that Mi'ikar Adin, if a woman says, Tamei Ani Lecha, she is a surah to her husband. Now, if she's a surah to her husband, how can we make them get back together again? How can we say to the husband and wife, okay, live together now because we have a takana d'rabbanan that we don't believe you anymore. Right? From the Torah, I mean, the Raisa, she's totally asur to be with him. So the answer that the rabbanan are able to be, through their gzeros, okir, davar mina Torah. Right? So yeah, you can ask what's the problem with that. It can be okir davar mina Torah, that's only be sheviyal tase. Right, now it's Mikumba Asay, and even there's a term called Gidra Milsa, even when there's like a very important din that we want, but Gidra Milsa, we only say that's for Horat Shah. That's only for single specific moments, not for, you know, we don't make zeros forever that are Kumba Asay to violate the Torah. So how could it be a shave, how do we have here a Kumba Asay? We're telling her to go get married, or telling the husband to be with his wife, even though she's a Surah. How is that possible? So the Ron answers up, right? What would be the answer? Why is it Shev Al Tase?
Stay where you are.
What? Stay where you are. That would be fine if she was just hanging out.
I'm serious.
They're going to have marital relations, right?
Well, that's
not that. Oh, very good, right, Charles? That's exactly right. Iran pulls out the favorite, you know, the joker. That's the joker that you pull out every time you have a problem with this. It's called the Mekadesh. It's like the Rabbanan Mekadesh. Whoever gets married with the approval of the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan can be Oker, Kiddushin, Meikara. That's basically whenever you have a problem, the Rabbanan are undermine or take off the Kiddushin retroactively. So once they do that, they were never married. And her illicit relationship or her relationship extramarital affair is no longer an extramarital affair. It was, she was single. She was a single woman. Therefore, they can return. And then also yesterday's that issue with the Rav Sheshes and Rava about whether she can eat truma. How can she eat truma? She's a surah to her husband. How does she eat truma? Must be that again, that if they're okay, the Kiddushin Meikara, that works. So now, based on that, the Ron says there's a big Kiddush. When she says Tamei Ani Lecha, that means she was a single woman and she had Bia. She's a single woman and she had Bia. She's only Mutar to a Kohen if she's Nival Lekosher. If she's Nival Lekosher. If she's Nival Lepsula, then she becomes a Chlala, and she's a Psula, and she's a Zona, and she cannot then get married to a Kohen. So if she says Tamei Ani Lecha, she must say that I was Nival Lekosher. Right? Because now, in order to believe her, and in order to go back to her husband, even if you say it wasn't an extramarital affair, you still need her to be Nival Lekosher, to someone who is kosher. So if she says she was raped by a psul, a pasul, then she can't go back. Then this whole ploy won't work.
She doesn't specify the meat.
Right, I think we'd assume that rove, right, we have in general, by Kedushin, the Gemara has that rove to rove, that we assume that they were kosharing.
Will you hear what other happened?
Is it?
What's the story about this? Rabbi Avner came to speak here a number of years ago. It's going to take 2 minutes. He was in shul, God left him in shul, guest, says to him like this, says, a guest who's, like a guest of a member, finding out after shul, you know, we look around the rabbi, the guy says to him, he talks in Hebrew, but he says, Rabbi, I'm having some doubts as to my priestly status. So the rabbi says, what are you talking about? Finding out. He says, well, I'm just learning tomorrow about this stuff. My mother, I remember my mother telling me that when she was in college, she went to college in the 60s, and she did what she would college people do in college in the 60s. And he's a culprit, he's never collected. And he's going out with a geogis, this boy. So, obviously, so she basically said that she's his owner, right? So Rabbi Alex says, okay, what do you want? He says, yeah, I'm willing to give up the girl. He stays up all night, goes back the next day, says, I don't know. Calls Rabbi Lichtenstein Saturday night. Rabbi Lichtenstein says, what does the kid want? He's willing to give up the girl. Calls him 2 days later. Rabbi Lichtenstein says, I don't know.
What?
Call me 2 days later. The question is, he calls Rabbi Lichtenstein again. He says, now, I really love Rabbi Lichtenstein and very warm, etc., but I get scared every time I call him anyway. Tells me to call him again. He says, call me again. I have to speak to Rabbi Amital. Calls him 2 days later. Rabbi Amital says, was he willing to ask us the same question, willing to go up to the girl? Really not, Rabbi Amital, I'm going to say, I don't know. Both of them. So they go to Rosh Hashanah. They go to Rosh Hashanah and all three of them go to Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah says, what's the kid willing to do? He's willing to go up to the girl. Rosh Hashanah says, I don't know.
Sure.
So then Rabbi Lichtenstein says, it stops here. So Rosh Hashanah said that she was 9 minutes. It was fascinating.
She said, Pesha also, Pesha Hittu.
Right, exactly. And so he became a halal. The boy became a halal. Eventually, of course, he moved out of Yerushalayim. He changed his name, the whole thing.
Married a girl.
Yeah, he didn't like the halal, but he moved out of Yerushalayim, and she gave up to him. And he gave it to her anyway.
Why'd you do that?
He gave it to her.
City fella.
Why did you do that? This is a problem.
But why is he a halal then? Because she's that man, then he's not a halal.
No, the mother is the mother.
And the apostle of us, not 2 years.
Right. What's that guy?
Is that right?
The guy's asking that. Yes.
Yeah.
Somebody
else. That's the Jewish girls.
They have to say that the additional bia is a kedushin. Or right. They have to say something like that effect. Yeah. All right. And just last corollary, there's a Tosfos also mentions that if the man believes her. This is an issue. Over here, so far, she's said anything. If the man believes her, then they cannot. Then this whole ploy will not work, because then then she becomes a chaticha asura to him, and then they can't. We don't allow the tachana doesn't work anymore. And that's what Tosfos brings down, that if she doesn't agree, if he believes her, then it's all over from that point standpoint. All right, let's go weiter in the Gemara. B'tani Yisrael, Igbailu, Amar Labala Gerishtani. Right. So she says that my husband. Right, divorced me. Mao. So what's the din? Amar Rav Huna Amnuna. Tashma. Omer Tmei Ani Lacha. Right. That if someone says, according to Rav Huna, if a woman says that I was raped. Dafilu the Mishnah Achrona. Even according to the second part of our Mishnah, the Tani Lo Mehemna, she's not believed. Why is she not believed when she says Tmei Ani Lacha? Hatumum the Mishakra. Why would she lie in that case? Why is there a chazaka she will lie? The yada, the bala lo yada, because she knows that her husband does not know. I mean, she's willing to lie because there's no way to corroborate her story, right? About gabe gerishtani, the yada va, right? If she's speaking in front of her husband and she's saying we got divorced, her husband knows whether they got divorced or not, right? Therefore, she's believed. The chazaka in isha meizip paneh b'fnei bala. Right? There's a chazaka that a woman, right? This is definitely a cultural change, that a woman would not be willing to speak up in front of her husband when it's not the truth. Meaning that if she knows that her husband knows the truth, she would not be willing to lie to say Gerish Tani. And therefore Rav Amnuna says, even though by Tamei Ani Lucha we don't believe her, yet by Gerish Tani we do believe her because we're able to corroborate the story, basically. She's going to have to say it in front of her husband who knows the truth. So I'm like, let's say the opposite. Apilu the Mishnah Rishona, even according to the Mishnah Rishona, Tiktani Mehemna, that she's believed. Why is she believed over there? So that's what I spoke about. The first answer we gave is that a woman, in order for her to say that she is raped, that is a big step for a woman to take, and that is self, right, denigrating in some way, or degrading to the woman, and the fact that she is willing to say it is a chazaka that she is ne'emet in that instance, right? Ahacha, the zimnin de tokif la, right, min gavra me'iza me'iza. But here, right, more similar, more today's understanding, right? Here in front of her husband, right, she's willing to say whatever she wants to say. I mean, that doesn't. She doesn't have any. There's no restraint because there's no mitigating factor of the embarrassment of saying getting raped. If she says she wants to get raped from her husband, she says I'm divorced. That's fine. So that's the.
She should be believed as Eliza.
But which according to who? Abraham Hamnuna or Robot? There's both sides. We have both, they're both differentiating, but there are two answers, one each way.
And saying that she was raped. So,
no, that's that depends who. According to Rav Amnuna, she wouldn't be. According to there, she wouldn't be amazed up. Well, worried because nobody can corroborate her story. Right? She's willing to lie because you can't. Right? Because you can't corroborate the story. But in the second case, according to Rav, Rav is saying exactly what you're saying. That here, in the second case, she's not willing to. We don't believe her because she is willing to be amazed up. Depends according to Rav or Rav Amnuna. All right, maybe Rav Masharsha. Rav Masharsha says, "Shemayim beinila beinecho." Right, so we're worlds apart. Right, the Mishnah is showing them. And again, we said that worlds apart here means, right, even though Quran brings to Yerushalmi that says it means that they are, and it means more than just what we're saying here. But in our Mishnah, the specific issue is that they're unable to conceive, and that this woman says that the man, right, is his semen does not, what, is not projected in a way that will impregnate her. Right, so now it says it's right, the missionary Shona, according to the missionary Shona, right, it should be
to
have the rabba should be a problem for rabba's position. Why? Halka the less like kisufa over there, there's no reason for her not to be embarrassed with Tani Dehemno. And then nevertheless she is believed, right? Despite the fact that there is no embarrassment, and yet she is believed. So that undermines Rava's position. So the Sava Rava Hotam came into Lo Sagila, right? The Lo Amra, because she says over there it's not good enough unless she says Iyore Kichetzi Lo Ita Kidamra, right?
Right,
it was not true.
There is embarrassment here also. Right. She has to get up in front of everybody and say, "Ainu yerekachetz." That's embarrassing.
Right. So it's a private matter that she's going to have to express over here, and that private matter is a level of kisufa. Hashemayim beni levenecha, the Mishnah Achrona. So now the Shemayim beni levenecha should be to have to you to the Rav Hamnuna. Should be a problem. The Rav Hamnuna, the yoda ki. That over there she knows the Bala Yodaba, her husband knows. It's something that comes up in intercourse, so therefore both parties know about it. Right, and over there we say she's not believed. So according to Rav Amnuna, we say whenever both parties know about it, right, then she will not be Mishakir because he knows. Right? So the Kasav Rav Amnuna Panami. He grew up Gufa Amra, right? So she's the one who's saying it, and he the Bibiya Yoda. Although the husband knows that they had intercourse, but Yorakhetz Miyoda, he's unable to discern whether he's Yorakhetz Shumhaki Mishaka. Therefore, she can lie. And that's something that she's only sensitive to, and that he's not sensitive to. Because she's sensitive to it, she's believed, because she can say, yeah, you're right, that we were together, but nevertheless, right, that is not, right, he cannot be discerning in this manner, and therefore she would lie. Even though the husband knows they had intercourse, but he doesn't know the outcome of Yorka Chetz or not. Alright, so that's the conclusion of the sugi. Now, the Indian Alakha, what's the Alakha? So we did it in Ran, right? It was the Indian Alakha. Kaimalan Kiravuna. Right? We pass the like of Amnuna. So we pass the like of Amnuna that what? That Isha that says to her husband, Gerishkani, she's Namenet. Alright, they are she's believed, and not only is she believed in order to get divorced, that they're divorced, she's also believed to get her ksuba. Because right, like in our mission, when she says to me, I need look, all right, she's entitled to a ksuba, the Ran suggests, well, Piatosos, the Tosos of Rio says it, that maybe she's only entitled to Iker ksuba and not to the Tosefis ksuba. We'd only give her the Iker ksuba and not the Tosefis ksuba in this instance, but that she is entitled to her ksuba. The other thing the Ran points out, which is there are other claims that there's a case in the Gemara in Ksubos where we say that they are disagreeing, that they are unable to have children, and they're disagreeing about who's responsible for them not having children. Right? Is it the husband's problem or is it the woman's problem? So we say that in that case, right, who's believed? The woman is, right, the woman is ne'emenet over there. Yes, no, here's a 2, 4, 6, look at 7 lines from the bottom in the Ran. 7 lines from the bottom in the Ran. 7 lines from the bottom, it says, Amar Rav Ami. So Amar Rav Ami. Amar Rav Ami. See that? 7 lines from the bottom in the Ran. Amar Rav Ami, it's that the first third of the line there. Amar Rav Ami, Devarim Shebeno Levena, He Ne'emenet. My time up. Why is that true? He Kim La Biyorachetz, V'yu, Lo Kim La Biyorachetz. And he doesn't know. Mashma, Bishum Zalo Kim Lay Mahamna. The only reason that she's believed over here is because he doesn't know about it. So Hakim Lay, had he been able to discern this matter, Lo Mahamna, she would not believe. Right? But that Hak Amrinim Nipcho. According to Rav Amnun, it's just the opposite. Rav Amnun says when they both know, right, that's when she's Ne'emenet. So how come over there, the only reason she's Ne'emenet is because he doesn't know? I mean, the implication of that Gemara is that he did know, both parties knew about it, she would not be believed. These cases are not similar. Over there, who's trying to get out of the marriage? He's trying to get rid of the woman. And he's trying to get rid of her ksuba. I mean, when he wants her out of the marriage, he wants her out of the marriage without having to pay the ksuba. If they both know about it, then we can't say that she's believed in that instance. Right, mishum de chazaka in isha meiza b'fnei bala. Right, because of the chazaka that a woman is not meiza b'fnei bala. The chiyam rinin hachi heiched de e ba'ylefuke nafshu mibala. When do we say that a woman is not so brazen faced to speak in front of her husband when the story can be corroborated? That's only when she's trying to get out of the marriage. When she's trying to get out of the marriage, then she's not willing. She won't lie to get out of the marriage in an instance where the husband knows that the truth is otherwise. Right, the ikah hazza tuba. There, it's really. I mean, she's lying to get out of the marriage. She's trying to uphold her position, right? But you lied to Kushta Kamra, if she wasn't telling the truth, in a meiza. But Hossam, the Eo Baila Fuke over there, he's the progenitor, he's the one driving the case. He wants to get rid of her. Meiza, meiza. She's willing to lie to say that not to lose her ksuba in this case. So the conclusion of the Gemara is what? That he can't divorce her and get rid of her, Betana Shema, right? Because he doesn't have a clear claim over here. His claim is that they're not having children because it's her fault. She doesn't have a tainus bari. Because why doesn't he have a tainus bari? Because she's the one who can tell whether it's Yoreka Fates or not. So that's the reason she's believed over there. Not believed to stop the divorce, but believed to not lose her suba. So that's why she has an entitlement over there to her suba, whereas over here, right, she is driving the case. Since she's the one driving the case over here, then we say she wouldn't lie in order to make her case.
One could make the case the opposite.
Right, that is true. Right. That
could be. Compared to the Ramban,
the Gaushan case.
Yeah,
where's the
guest? She should have got lost.
She comes. She says, we were divorced.
I'm wearing the agent. I'm wearing the
jacket.
They're in a basement. They travel somewhere else. They travel somewhere else. And then she says, I was divorced.
I didn't get it. I'm weak. It's a magic. Best it keeps a copy of it. It keeps the original again, doesn't it, nowadays?
They don't have records back then. All right, let's finish up the Gemara. All right. There's this woman, the Chol Yoma, the Tashmish, Mikadma, Mashia Delagabra. Right, so every day that they had intercourse, she would in the morning, bring her husband water to wash Yadayim, until it's Yadayim, right? Which is one of the instances sometimes a person needs to wash Yadayim is after intercourse, is to wash Negev Pasher. equivalent of bed washer, so she used to bring her husband to wash. Yomachad, actually Maya, right? Lamama Shul, right? And then she brought him water to wash. He says, we weren't together last night, so what are you showing up with the water for? He says, okay. She says, so he says, well, it must have been one of those non-Jewish merchants, and I don't know, selling, they're spice merchants or some sort of merchants that were by here, that were here this day. He asked, lo, tell him in home. If it wasn't you, must have been one of them. Right?
Hello. Hello. That's a word in Balak.
Right.
Yeah, like Hiddah. He asked, lo, tell him in home. If it wasn't you, must have been one of them. Samar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Eina not no bacher, leispa mishrasha. The Mila, that she really was what? She was trying to get out of the marriage, and this is her ploy to get out of the marriage, and therefore she's not believed. I mean, this is the equivalent of saying Tmeya Ani Lecha, and Tmeya Ani Lecha is not believed without evidence, without a raya.
Are they allowed to marry?
We don't know who her we don't know who the apple of her eye is.
But that's more likely than the
The Ram points out that it has to also be Cohen.
Right.
It's not
her saying over here.
She lived in a willingly, it's like rape because she thought it was her husband.
Right. So the Ram goes through over here, they goes through the trouble to explain that it must be an Isha Cohen over here to make any of these make sense. Another case like that.
It's like she's trying to get rid of the CFPP too much. I mean, it was just like, she's bringing him the water, you know?
Elaborate plan.
Right.
How you there was a woman who wasn't so happy with her husband. And she wasn't happy with her husband. So her husband says to her, right? So one day, I don't know if this is one day she was extra upset, or one day her husband woke up and realized that this woman was not happy. He says, why are you unhappy today? She says, I never had so much pain from the intercourse that we had as I did today or last night. He says, we weren't together last night, so what are you talking about? She said to him, "Im kain halei nachrin naftuye." Right, the naft sellers were here. Ayidna yantlo. If it wasn't you, dimlochad mehon, must be one of them. Again, the same claim that we had above. Samar of Nachman, right? Rav Nachman said over here, "Lo tashkichun ba, do not listen to her." No tenet anaya be'acher. Nachman says that she was looking at Abay. She was looking at someone else. Again, she
even though the husband commenced this discussion,
right?
No, okay, but she was acting upset.
Right. She wasn't. She was the one driving the ploy over here. Samar. All right. So Rav Nachman. This is Jonas Rav Nachman, Lotus Kumbivan and Tamina Akhir, right? So who's Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman.
There were both stories of Rav Nachman.
Right, Rav Nachman is a, which we know from the Mark Subos, Rav Nachman was a Dayan, right? Rav Nachman was a Dayan. And Rav Nachman, again, was the one who pushed the cases, the envelope with regards to issues with Dayanus, meaning that he would. In, was looking for the ability to not just go Be'ikar Adin, but also to make sure that the case made sense, to look at the litigants, look at the case, make sense. And where we have the most belated case of that, or of Nachman, is the Gemara in Shavuos, right? The Gemara in Shavuos by a Shavuos Hesed, right? Be'ikar Adin, a person only takes a Shavuot when he's a Modeh B'Mitzvos, right? Only when there's a partial admission is there a Shavuot Midoraisa. That means that in a case where you're kofer bakol, when you're kofer bakol, you go scot-free. Nachman says, no, I'm Rav Nachman, that even in a case of kofer bakol, you have to take a shvuat hesed. So Rav Nachman was, he was a dayan, and he knew that the outcome of having people get away by kofer bakol would encourage people to be kofer bakol and not be modem mixus. You lose out the whole idea that a person is trying to escape paying off, so he'll be modem mixus, drove the shvuat. Once people know that, again, just like our Mishnah, it's very similar to our Mishnah. Once people knew that was the din, they had an incentive to be kofar bakol and not to be modem v'mixma. So that's what Rav Nachman comes along and says, what? In that case, you're going to have to take a Shvuat Hesed. It's also over here, you see Rav Nachman saying that these women are, right, playing games. They're trying to get out, like the Mishnah Rishona. That's right. We're passing like the Mishnah Achrona. That's, you can't get out of it. All right. Ha'u Gavra, Dava Marzik, Beveta, Hu Be'intata. Right, so there's this person who was Yichud, right, in the house with this person's wife, right? Al Atamari Beveta, right, so the husband came home. Well, they were secluded in the house. Prate noif lahotze, right? Lahutza of Arak. So he busted through the wall. There was some sort of wall made out of reeds that was set, and he busted out and he ran away. I mean, that he was, he tried to run away. So Amar Rava, Rava says, itita shariyo. Again, the woman is muteret to go back to her husband. Ita David Isura. Had it been that they actually had something illicit had gone on, Irkuse Abimirkas. He would have snuck out. He wouldn't have been willing to make himself known or make himself that known that he was there. The fact that he was so explicit about his escape here means that he was not trying to hide anything. If he's not trying to hide anything, that means that nothing did happen over here. You know, the Ron points out that truthfully that even if something had happened, there's really nothing to do over here because since this is a case like in Sota we're gonna have, right, you need Kinoi Vestira to say that all the evidence we have here is Yichud. Right? The only evidence that we have here is Yichud, and Yichud is not Oser except by Kinoi Vestira. The fact that there was no Kinoi Vestira would not be Oser here. But right, he says over here that this is an interesting, he says, the Rav says, it's a more modern halachic line, but he says that the reason here is that the Baal Nefesh is going to be Choshesh, La'atzmo, so Kedei L'tzeit Yidei Shomayim. And so, because the Baal Nefesh, in this instance, will be, Yotzei Yidei Shomayim might not get back together as his wife, so that's what the answer of Rava was saying, don't worry about it. That even if you want to be Machmir, and not, you know, say that we were Choshesh over here, but to be, says, should've been worried that maybe there's something did transpire. In order to avoid that, right, our Rava is saying basically you don't have to worry about that. Chumra, you don't have to worry about that issue. Alright, next story. Alright. How knows? There was an adulterer that went to this woman, the one that he was having the relationship. At the Gavra, so the husband showed up, right, while they were Yichud or together. Salik Noif, snuck out. Ite Bekalai or Kalbai de or Bavlai de Bava. Either he went to the upper area of the gate, meaning to a hiding place above the gate or behind some sort of screen. He hid himself. He basically, you know, found a place to stick himself once the husband got home. No, the Noif. In a pond. There's an adulterer in the house. The husband comes home, right? So he's got to get out of there. So he doesn't run away, but he hides himself, right? No, so it's the opposite of the case above. He didn't run away, he hid himself. Now, Hava Machtan, Tak Le Taman. There were bundles of cress, right, that were on the ground there laying out, right, that Vitaminun Chavio, and a snake had eaten from this cress here, meaning that the assumption here is that the poison, the venom of the snake got over the crest, and therefore it'd be dangerous for humans to consume them. So Boy Mari the Bait of the Mekom in Hanhu Takhlai. The husband of the house wanted to eat from this crest. I mean it was over there. Lo dat to the infant, right? This is good, right? Without his wife knowing. He knew that his wife wouldn't let him eat the crest, so he's sneaking in the closet to get the crest to eat without his wife's knowledge. So I'm really how know if the Noif who's hiding out behind the area above the gate. So he says, well, take women home, don't eat them. Right? Tamin and Kavio, because the snake ate them. Right? He says, yes, it sells the husband's cake. It's all. That's what Rava says. Intate Sharia, or Intate Sharia, the woman is Moter to her husband. Mita David Isura, had they been carrying on a relationship, Neka de Lecho Belimut. He would have let the guy die. Why would he have told the guy, don't eat it, right, if he really wants to? So that's it. Very good. That's exactly. So that's exactly what you're saying. The Gemara says, "Ektiv kinav." Thank you. So that the two come together. which is that both adultery and a murder, right, are within the same category, and therefore he would not have held back. Right, if he's willing to perpetrate the crime of adultery, then he wouldn't mind this guy dying in this case. Right, pshita. Right, he wouldn't have minded allowing the guy. He wouldn't have spoken up over here. So pshita. So what? Of course. I mean, what's the shaila over here? What's the chiddush that Rava said? So ma'adatema. So what do you have thought? Isura avad. This is an amazing. This is great. The Sichus Musar of Shmulevich talks about this. Isura avad. He's doing an isura. Hi, the Amarle. The reason that he told her to nechale to lovelamot baal. Right, he doesn't want the husband. Doesn't want the. I mean, the adulterer does not want the husband to die. To have a itate eloi, because then the woman will be to him. Mayim genuvim im taku v'lechem starim yinaim. By Kamash Milan, that we don't believe that. But that stolen water is more tasty. Right, stolen water is more tasty. And if it's stolen, meaning that carrying on the relationship, if he, like you're saying, if he had to marry her, that's not exactly. That's not what he wants. He doesn't want this woman.
That's not
exactly. The fun comes with the whole issue here is that it's got to be Mayim Nuvim Im Taku. So that, the Kamash Milan is that Rava says, even in that instance, we believe that he would rather the guy die, right, and be out of the picture than have to carry on this illicit relationship. And again, Shmuel points out the mentality of people, right, when they do something or in Aveira, right, that there is a certain part of the Yetzer Hara to do in Aveira is something that is Mitzvah Bevose, right? That's what the Gemara in Kedushin concludes. The Gemara in Kedushin concludes that who is better, someone who's Mitzvah Bevose or, right, Eino Mitzvah Bevose. And there, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that Mitzvah Bevose is greater. Why? Because that's where the Yetzer Hara is. The Yetzer Hara is when something is asur, when something is restricted, that's when you're driven to do it or to violate that which is said. When it comes to, you know, if she's free and clear, if this woman's available to you, it's no more fun anymore. There's no sweetness to doing the Aveira. And that's it. That's what I said. When an Aveira is all focused on those things that are restricted, right? Not those things that are obviously mutar. Right, we'll stop here. And we'll have the...
Baruch Zayn.
All right, the rest of it. Yeah, he says... Yeah, so that's the
Rashi. That's
Rashi in the puzzle. Right, and the Tosfos over here says that also that Nitan in the Gemara in Sanhedrin says
instead of
Shlomo. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin the Nakam Tam Bia. It was only left with the Obrei Aveira. So the only time that Bia is exciting is when it's done illicitly. All right, but that's the